Cherokee. Well, for the dual band, I'll probably stick with my SDB7. The conversation earlier this morning, I didn't get in, but I think Andrew was talking about, he had a, I don't know what model it was, if I asked him, but he said he had a fairly long mobile antenna. I guess it's put some stress on the trunk lid, so he was talking about getting a smaller one. I know years ago, I picked up a Diamond SG7900, fairly long for a mobile antenna, dual band. And according to the specifications, you know, the theoretical specifications, it's supposed to have better gain than the SDB7. But when I lived out towards Marine City, I was able to do some comparisons, and the SDB7 still worked out much better when I got out to the fringe area. So I could go to a spot where I know that I would, with the SG7900, I know I would be rough into the system, and then I could switch right over as I was staying in that spot to the SDB7 and greatly improve. Maybe not full quieting at that time, but much improvement of the signal. So SG7900 didn't really work out that good. And count me up a comment. Is my signal improving as I'm heading south?